This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now it's 5:43. We're moving on today on Twitter, where it's all about the benefits of being a good conversationalist. And I'm using the word benefits here quite specifically because Mehmet Aizat tweeted, basically, communication is a skill that has very high economic value. And that very short, very simple tweet has received so many likes and responses, and it's kind of spawned this conversation on the importance of having good communication and conversational skills, with a lot of people sharing tips on how to improve.
Now, I must say, firstly, I am a little bit biased because I actually fully agree with this tweet. And certainly for me, given the career that I've had and the line that I work in, this is something I've seen time and time again. And I don't say this lightly, that I've seen the value of being able to converse with people and being able to build interpersonal relationships through that, and how that can actually have tremendous value in terms of progress when it comes to career, in terms of opportunities. Where I think I want to be cautious, though, is to turn it into some kind of superpower that only some people can have. Because I think that some of this, or rather a lot of this, actually has to do with it being a learned skill. Some people learn it a little more naturally than others. But I really do think it's something that people can learn. And the tweets that have materialized from this actually gives me a lot of joy, because a lot of people are talking about how you can hone that as a skill.
Because even on a basic level, right, if you think about what is needed to get a job, an interview is part and parcel of that process. And, you know, an interview isn't as straightforward as, hello, I went to school here. My previous job was 5 years long. You know, it involves a lot of softer communication skills that emerge to not pad out the facts, but to help you present yourself in a way that is seen as, yeah, this is the person that I want to hire. And then we also have things like networking, right? Which is a more nebulous concept, but nonetheless, one that's very important in terms of most jobs. So, all right, let's look at the tips. We have at only Irfan, who says, talk to one stranger a day, even just for a minute. You will thank yourself a year later. Suhani Lia says, I can communicate, but I don't like to make small talk. It's like a waste of my time because it doesn't have any benefits, except if it's an important matter. And I don't like speaking to strangers unless they are my clients.
You know, here's the thing. Like, I think a lot of people who are good at doing this stuff may not necessarily enjoy it all the time. I think they either see it as a useful skill, or they've done it enough that it kind of comes a little more naturally. That tip about talking to a stranger a day for a minute, I find that hugely confronting, actually.
Yeah, it depends, because is a stranger somebody that you're buying something from? Because that also changes things, right? It's or is it someone you're approaching at a bus stop? And that's a different thing. The other thing I wanted to address there is the premise of small talk, because when I was younger, I used to be very dismissive of small talk as well. Perhaps there's something about the phrase that makes people think that it's not very meaningful. But I've come to realize, A, that small talk doesn't have to be that small at all. It's social lubrication, right? It's the thing that helps most people get through their day. The other part of it is that I've had really interesting conversations stem from small talk. You know, the simple question of, so where'd you buy lunch? Turns into, oh, okay, so what kind of food do you like? And then that can be much more than just, you know, how's the weather? And the traditional idea that that's a nothing burger of a conversation starter.
So whenever I travel, actually, I find that small talk with people on the flight or a bus, or even someone who asks you to take your picture, often materializes in really great suggestions, connections, a free meal, an invitation to a home. And Xanthra actually talks about that in their tweet. And they say, I once spoke with an auntie on my trip from Jakarta to Bandung, and she told me the next time I'm in Indonesia, I can stay with her instead of booking a hotel. Spoke to a Singaporean uncle when I crossed the border from Woodlands to JB. He kept asking when I'll be done with school so he can hire me. And I mean, I just think that traveling, particularly if you're a solo traveler, that's actually one of those opportunities to practice your conversational skills.
Yeah. You said the speaking to a stranger a day is confronting, but when you're traveling, you almost have no choice.
Yes.
So especially if you're traveling alone. We also have Naki Bahyakob, who says, here are my tips. Firstly, compliments. Secondly, family. Thirdly, be interested in their differences. Four, listen. After that, you won't even have to do that much of the talking. The other party will talk without them even realizing. They'll say that you're good at holding conversation when you've only asked questions. This is actually a really good tip. Meanwhile, we have Moy who says, true, I polished my communication skills with Grab drivers. You have no idea how much I've learned stuff from them, especially with uncles, for example, on matters like using RFID, current issues. But of course, there are times when it seems like my talking quota has finished.
We have, let's see, we have B Kitchen saying, in the past, I wasn't good at communicating either. I was shy and socially awkward. When I wanted to overcome that issue, I started with compliments. For example, you look happy today or you look good today. Just giving some examples.
Just in closing, we've got two contrasting points. So Arissa says, my dad was both a good speaker and conversationalist. He could honestly talk to anyone, even if they met at an R&R. I definitely need someone to start the conversation first before I talk. While Azim says, I kind of lost the skill after 2 years of staying at home with not much socialization due to COVID. And that last point, I think, is an excellent one. A lot of people did lose out on these sorts of opportunities. So all of which to say, this was started off by a tweet that posited that communication, or rather being a good conversationalist, is a skill that actually has really high economic value. And we've been asking, or rather we'd like to hear from you, what are your tips on being a good conversationalist? What are your tips on upping communication skills? Do you have them? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:55 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We were talking about how conversational skills are actually important, right? In the workplace, in, you know, everything. In fact, the original tweet kind of said, communication or being a good conversationalist is a skill that has high economic value. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on that also, whether you agree and what are your tips on becoming a better conversationalist. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, before we get to the messages, Sharmila, I wanted to ask you what your tip was.
Oh, well, actually, my tip isn't too different from one of the tweets earlier, which is ask questions and listen. And when I say listen, I realize that the big mistake most of us make is we're often waiting for our turn to speak. And instead, I think it should be listen as in actively listening to what they're saying. And that's a tip. Like, I think that just not thinking you have to have something to say and realizing that actually most people just love having someone to talk to is something always worth remembering.
So mine is also not that far off from one that came in earlier, but with an added thing. So to your point, asking questions, I think, is great. And it's usually my go-to move. But the thing that I would pair it with is observing. So I think that basically being observant of your surroundings and saying something like, oh, hey, did you have that sandwich? Because it was really delicious. I don't know. Or... hey, where did you get that t-shirt? I think, you know, I've been looking for that design for a while. I don't know, you know, something like that. Basically observing something about the person that you're speaking to or observing something about the place that you're both occupying and going from there and asking questions and moving on. I think that helps because it's just less awkward when it's an answer that everybody already knows, you know, or that they know. And it's not something like, hey, why is grass green? I don't know why I went with that. Everyone knows why grass is green, but you know what I mean? An existential question.
What are your
question.
Thoughts on the Elon Musk Twitter takeover? It's perhaps not the conversation starter you think it might be.
That's the thing. So we're asking you whether you think conversational skills are important and what your tips are. Legion says, how to have small talk. First, put your handphone on silent mode.
That's such a good tip because, you know, all those things I said earlier about making conversation when you're traveling or, you know, striking up something with a stranger, those things actually happen so much less when you're constantly on your phone because people don't want to interrupt you when you're looking at a screen.
Meanwhile, Steven says, conversational skills are important. I have better relationships with people inside manufacturing plants because I'm more chatty. Hence, I always get things more easily, like having access to their labs, any arrangements without having to go through the hassle of paperwork, which is something my colleagues don't get because they were too straightforward.
I love that. I really love how you said social lubricant earlier. And I do think that in workplaces, conversations actually smoothen a lot of the processes that otherwise can be a little complicated.
That, and I mean, it's a very basic thing, right? If somebody likes you, they're going to help you out a bit more.
We also have Dahlia, who says, I love small talk. The only thing that stops me from asking people to describe their weekend in full detail is the fear of sounding really nosy.
So here, I think it comes down to how you ask, right? If it's, what did you do? Tell me everything. Then, of course, you know, nobody's going to share. But otherwise, it's like you said earlier, Sharmila, I think people like sharing a little bit of their lives and talking about the things that make them happy, which is mostly what we're doing on the weekends. So, yeah, let's see. Zarif says, I believe the key is to truly invest your interest in that particular person or group. Empathy plays a part in initiating that move where you place yourself in that person's shoes on how you'd like to be approached. We are, after all, social animals. Great tip.
That is a great tip. Edward says, tip to be a good conversationalist. Not being a jerk is a good start.
Hard agree. Yeah, I think we can all work with that. Keep those thoughts coming. What are your tips on becoming a better conversationalist? You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.